aren't quite a unique emotional energy at Safeco Field when Felix signed the contract.
You know, I've never seen anything quite like it. I've been in some joyous, celebratory locker rooms. I've been in the Seahawks locker room in Atlanta after they lost that big playoff game. But this was different. This was not a game outcome emotion. This was a celebration of a player and a team and a city coming together. And Felix is a guy who's not afraid to show his emotion. He started crying when he ran into the Mariner employees in the lobby of Safeco Field, where they greeted him with the Kings Court t-shirts and chants. He tried to thank everybody there. He went into the press conference. He did the same thing with reporters. He couldn't really bring himself together for 15 or 20 seconds. Very touching. I have to say that there were a lot of us crusty types in there who were quite moved by the genuine expression of passion for this guy in this town.
The contract he signed, big one, making him the highest paid pitcher in baseball, not really a surprise.
Right. It was been worked on for months, even a year, because discussion of it began last spring. It continued in the background through the year. Felix expressed himself a couple of times saying, hey, don't worry, I'll be back. And that was after the trading deadline of last season. And so people said, yeah, right. Seattle is so cynical about players coming and going.
Well, and rightly so.
Yeah.
Right?
All the evidence is that great players leave here. It's a way station. It's not a destination. And Felix kept saying, this is where I want to be. And we say, gee, that's nice, Felix. But he meant it. And the Mariners responded. They had to respond to this because this is a rare talent who wanted to be here for his career. And they wrote the check for it.
And he's now pretty much the face of the team.
The Mariners really needed that because as good as Ichiro was, he wasn't embraced here. The connection wasn't there like it is with Felix or like it was with Edgar Martinez, like it was with Ken Griffey Jr. So those things are not statistically relevant, but they are emotionally important because you wouldn't be a fan if you weren't emotional.
Right, exactly. So speaking of emotion, a lot of fans are interested to know that there's a no-trade clause in this contract, so he's not going anywhere.
Right. He is here. He insisted on the no-trade clause because he wanted the rumors to end. The other aspect of it is that the Mariners assured themselves of some protection if there's an elbow problem. We heard in the days after the story broke that questions about his elbow were delaying the completion of the contract. And I think that was more of an insurance issue as opposed to a medical issue. The Mariners doctors and trainers said, hey, guy's good to go. He's got wear and tear. There's only been three other pitchers in Major League Baseball history who've thrown as many innings before age 27 as Felix. And that is Burt Blyleven, Fernando Valenzuela, and Dwight Gooden. So Felix is at the outer edge of the physical limits of the human pitching arm. And so the Mariners are taking a big risk. There is no doubt this is a big risk, but they're in such a deep ditch from a marketing and PR standpoint. This is strictly for the face of the franchise, for repairing the damage that was done and getting fans off the ownership's back. Those fans always said the Mariners never spend. Well, this time they spent, and they spent for a good guy pitching well.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download Sports with Art Thiel and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.